said Strike, stifling a yawn. You're selling your flat.
Oh,
said the other, mollified.
Good memory.
There's a 24-hour calf.
Fuck that. Come into the office later.
Culpepper, I've got another client this morning. He pays better than you do, and I've been up all night. You need this now if you're going to use it.
A groan. Strike could hear the rustling of sheets.
It had better be shit hot.
Smithville Cafe on Long Lane, said Strike, and rang off.
The slight unevenness in his gait became more pronounced as he walked down the slope towards Smithfield Market, monolithic in the winter darkness, a vast rectangular Victorian temple to meet, where from 4 every weekday morning, animal flesh was unloaded, as it had been for centuries past, cut, parcelled, and sold to butchers and restaurants across London. Strike could hear the voices through the gloom, shouted instructions, and the growl and beep of reversing lorries unloading the carcasses. As he entered Long Lane, he became merely one among many heavily muffled men moving purposefully about their Monday morning business. A huddle of couriers in fluorescent jackets, cupped mugs of tea in their gloved hands, beneath a stone griffin, standing sentinel on the corner of the market building. Across the road, glowing like an open fireplace against the surrounding darkness, was the Smithfield Cafe, open 24 hours a day, a cupboard-sized cachet of warmth and greasy food. The cafe had no bathroom, but an arrangement with the bookies a few doors along. Ladbrokes would not open for another 3 hours, so Strike made a detour down a side alley and in a dark doorway, relieved himself of a bladder bulging with weak coffee drunk in the course of a night's work. Exhausted and hungry, he turned at last with the pleasure that only a man who has pushed himself past his physical limits can ever experience into the fat-laden atmosphere of frying eggs and bacon. Two men in fleeces and waterproofs had just vacated a table. Strike maneuvered his bulk into the small place and sank, with a grunt of satisfaction, onto the hard wood and steel chair. Almost before he asked, the Italian owner placed tea in front of him in a tall white mug, which came with triangles of white buttered bread. Within 5 minutes, a full English breakfast lay before him on a large oval plate. Strike blended well with the strong men banging their way in and out of the cafe. He was large and dark, with dense short curly hair that had receded a little from the high dome forehead that topped a boxer's broad nose and thick surly brows. His jaw was grimy with stubble and bruised coloured shadows enlarged his dark eyes. He ate, gazing dreamily at the market building opposite. The nearest arched entrance, numbered 2, was taking substance as the darkness thinned. A stern stone face, ancient and bearded, stared back at him from over the doorway. Had there ever been a god of carcasses? He had just started on his sausages when Dominic Culpepper arrived. The journalist was almost as tall as Strike, but thin, with a choir boy's complexion. A strange asymmetry, as though somebody had given his face a counterclockwise twist, stopped him being girlishly handsome.
This better be good,
Culpepper said as he sat down, pulled off his gloves, and glanced almost suspiciously around the cafe.
Want some food? Asked Strike, through a mouthful of sausage.
No,
said Culpepper.
Rather wait till you can get a croissant,
asked Strike, grinning.
Fuck off, Strike.
It was almost pathetically easy to wind up the ex-public schoolboy, who ordered tea with an air of defiance, calling the indifferent waiter, as Strike noted with amusement,
mate.
Well? Demanded Culpepper, with a hot mug in his long, pale hands. Strike fished in his overcoat pocket, brought out an envelope and slid it across the table. Culpepper pulled out the contents and began to read.
Fucking hell,
he said quietly after a while. He shuffled feverishly through the bits of paper, some of which were covered in Strike's own writing.
Where the hell did you get this?
Strike, whose mouth was full of sausage, jabbed a finger at one of the bits of paper on which an office address was scribbled.